Blog Talk Radio.
Year, how it's going, and what races they have still coming up that they're going to be running,
And it's just going to be a good night. And that's all I could say about it. I keep on thinking I'm repeating myself. But we got all kind of things going on. Like I said, let's go over, let's run through the tracks real quick that we're going to try to tell you about what's going on at each one. This weekend is going to be the final points race at the Thunder Valley Speedway. That's in Glenmore, Louisiana. Y'all go check it out. Rocket points leaders. Got a couple of them. Factory stock division. They're going to be running. Oh, here we go, right here. The 6:30 drivers meeting, 7 o'clock. They're going to pack the track. Opening ceremonies. And then 7:30, hot laps, singers, rookies, factory stocks, pro mods, limited sports mods, street stocks, and your late models. Final points race, total points possible for a heat and feature win is 50. So they got a lot of divisions that are wide open right now. Only 11, 10, 12, 13 points between first and second. So it is going to be an action-packed night, you better believe, over at the Thunder Valley Speedway. And it's going to be exciting if you get the chance to go over there. Go check them out. Glenmore, Louisiana. And it really is a really good facility there. I always tell you about that because it is top-notch. Top-notch facility. From the lighting that you can actually they got some football stadium lighting in there, so the entire track is lit. There is no dark spot. Brand-new bleachers on both the pit and general admission side. It is really an awesome place to go catch some dirt track racing. So if you get over there, come on out. Last points of the season there, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome time there at the Thunder Valley Raceway. We're going to head on over to Florida. We're going to talk a little bit about Southern Raceway here. I don't have anybody on the show tonight, so we will give an update of what's going on over there. The third annual Doug Merritt Demolition Derby event is this Saturday night at Southern Raceway. Gates will open at 4 p.m., hot laps at 6, racing at 7. General admission will be $12, senior military is $10, students 7. Kids 6 and 11 or 5, and it's 5 and under is free. So check it out. October 9th, Demolition Derby, races start at 7. They're going to be running a 6:04 late model championship race, as well as pure stock, singers, bombers, street stocks, and vintage. We're going to move on over to our ever favorite track over in Florida. We're going to talk a little bit about Northwest Florida Speedway. As you know, they raced last weekend, I believe, and the current point situation there, they have some tight races as well. So their next race will be October the 15th, and it's also the Hornet Trail is going to be October the 15th and 16th and the 30th. Y'all go check that out. $5 per ride, you get on a hayride, and you're going to go ride around a spook-style trail. And it's going to be pretty, pretty awesome. So y'all check that out over at Northwest Florida Speedway, the Haunted Trail. Also on that Friday night, October 16th, the Saturday night, I believe, it will be the memorial races. Extra money added to purses. You don't want to. You won't be disappointed. We will have the Travis Storrow Memorial in Pure Stocks, the Brad Wolf Memorial in Vintage, and the Barrett Strickland Memorial and the Stingers. No Wolf race on the 16th, though. We will have the regular classes, Pure Stocks, Vintage, Bombers, Sportsmen, Slingshots, IMCA Mod, and Stingers. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night there. And let's talk one more before we get our first guest on the line here. Dothan Motorsports Park over in Dothan, Alabama. As you know, the big Peanut Classic's coming up November 4th, 5th, and 6th. You do not want to miss this race. This race is going to be huge. $5,000 to win in the street stocks, $3,000 to win in the 602s, $3,000 to win in the Indo Pure Stocks, race, and open wheel modifieds will be running for $2,500. Vintage will be running for $2,000 and $1,200 for a four-cylinder. That is November 4th, 5th, and 6th. But before that, they have the Monster Truck Show coming Saturday, October 30th, and Sunday, October 31st. You want to check that out, going over to Dothan Motorsports Park. And they have some other races coming up before all those. They got an enduro race on a Sunday in November. And all kind of stuff happening over at Dothan Motorsports Park. Y'all go check them out. All right, on the phone at this time, we got our first guest of the evening. It is Joseph Graham. You may know Joseph Graham from First Speedway as he wins the Pure Street championship there this year. How are you doing tonight, Joseph?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. So tell us a little bit about the season, how it played out, and congratulations on a championship there. Start us off with the beginning of the season and work your way up to where we at now. How did the season go for you?
Season started off pretty good. We fought a lot of trouble with the car and the setup this year, but we got a man to help us get the car set up, and the car was working real good this year. We fought some transmission troubles in the middle of the year, but we got it changed out and got it fixed. But it was still a good season, though, and I'm trying to think. We had another problem with the car as well. Oh, yeah, we had a lot of wiring issues. We changed a lot of wiring on the car this year. And, I mean, we were like Jim French at the beginning of the year. Mr. Jim fought electrical issues right here at the end of the season. And we did, too. So we got everything worked out, and the car started handling real good midway through the season, started winning races. I started getting more confident behind the wheel, and car started working. I mean, it was a huge difference. It was a huge difference this year compared to the last 2 years that I've raced.
And what's the difference between them?
The first year I got the car, I mean, it was a bone stock car. I'd raced go karts for 3 or 4 years before that, so I didn't have any experience in a car whatsoever. So we didn't know what we were doing setting up a car-wise. I mean, we knew how to set up go-karts, but this is a whole different ballgame when you come to cars on the track. So we didn't really know what we were doing, so I was just going out there blind, driving the car, just driving it, giving it all it would have. So then the second year we got it set up, changed all the weights on it. We got a different motor, got it. We built it. Because the motor that was in it was pretty much a crate motor, so we switched over to an open motor. Car came with an automatic. It had a power glide and a stock rear end, so we switched everything over to a 4.9-inch and a Saginaw, and that helped me drive the car a lot easier because standard transmission is easier to drive than an automatic, in my opinion. I think the car handles better, and that really did help me in learning how to drive the car because it was a whole different ballgame from what I was used to with go-karts getting in this car.
So this is your second season on driving in the Pure Streets?
This was my third season. I guess you could only count it as the second full season due to the second year I raced, which is last year. We didn't get to really race much because of the COVID. I mean, I think we raced, if I recall correctly, I think we raced only maybe one time that first race that Hattiesburg always has, like in the beginning of March, the sprint car race. And I mean, we were shut down until like the first or second week of July. I mean, we didn't get to race but maybe 6 or 7 races. So I've really only had 2 full seasons under my belt.
Yeah, definitely. I know the last year was a short season for everybody and every track. But so jumping from a go-kart to a full-size car, what was that like?
Oh, that was a huge difference. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I knew I couldn't be scared. I mean, you're going out there with some of the best in the South. And I knew I couldn't be scared, and I knew I had to hold it to the floor, and I knew I had to learn how to drive quick. I mean, because drivers out there, they're gonna test you. I mean, if you're a new driver out there and you have a fast car and you can drive it, I mean, the veterans are gonna test you. I mean, because I'm still I still think I'm still a rookie in the class. I'm still the baby of the class. I mean, a lot of these guys have been racing a long, long time. And they're going to test you. I mean, they're not just going to let you come by and blow by you without a – and they're going to rub you, and they're going to try to get in your head and make you lose it. But it was a big difference from me. But I guess driving go-karts, I mean, if you've ever watched that before, I mean, you got to get bumped to get out of the way. So I guess I reacted different than most people would when you get bumped or get spun around. But it was a good transition. I mean, I learned pretty quick. I mean, I feel like I'm doing good right now. But there's always room for improvement. I mean, every year you can improve, and that's our goal for next year, is improve more for next year.
Correct, and, you know, it's pretty good. Basically, your second season in, you're a track champion. How does that feel?
Oh, it's still kind of unreal right now. I mean, we put a lot of work in the car this year, and a lot of long nights, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into this car, trying to get it to work, trying to stay ahead of old Jim French. I mean, that was tough. I mean, we had some bad nights, but Jim had some bad nights as well. I mean, it was just me and him up there for the points battle for a long, long time. It was just whoever could win the race that night, or whoever could finish ahead of each other. I mean, some nights Jim would win the race, some nights I'd be right behind him in second, and we'd swap back and forth. I'd win, he'd win. I'd get second, he'd get third. He'd get third, I'd get fourth. He'd get second, I'd get third. I mean, it was just back and forth, just slowly working on each other. So it was a really good season, and we had a lot of fun this year. We're going to try to come back next year and try to make the car faster than it is. But there's always room for improvement.
Yeah, no doubt. But great, like you said, every week it was always just a really, really good race. The Pure Streets, you know, they put on a show every week. I don't care what anybody says. It was probably one of the best class that run at Hattiesburg this season. This season they put on just unbelievable shows each and every week. The Pure Streets really turned around and going in the right direction. And the battle for the leads every week between you and Jim French and even Pratt. You know, Pratt didn't get a win this year, but he was right there with y'all. And just a really good season for the Pure Streets in general.
Oh yeah, it was a really good season. I mean, there was a lot of people that showed up that really showed out this year. I mean, TJ Pratt, he did great this year. I mean, he's a great driver. I'm trying to remember. I think this is either his rookie season or his second season. I mean, he's doing great. I mean, I can't say nothing bad about the guy. He's a great driver, great guy. Jim, I mean, Mr. Jim's been helping me the whole time I've been racing. Leslie Brown's been helping me the whole time I've been racing. I could not have done it any of the years that I've been racing without Leslie or Jim. I mean, I've called – I think it was probably three or four races ago. I called Jim and I said, "Hey, I need an A-arm." And he said, "Well, come on over to my house. I'm at work. I'll lay it out at the shop." And we went over there and picked up A-arm. I mean, it was a couple races I wouldn't have been able to race because of Jim. Lisa Brown's helped me out a lot. It's just you learn who's going to help you in racing, and you got to give that back. You always got to repay the people that help you. And I'm definitely going to owe Jim for a long time because he has kept me in this season and last season.
Definitely, yeah. Good guy all the way around. Will help you with anything. I mean, you got some good people there. Leslie Brown, he's always right there with y'all. Tommy Pledger, you know, the names go on and on. I can name names all day. Really good drivers and really clean driving the entire season, and I salute you for that. You and Jim put on a show each and every week. Y'all side by side for more than half the race most of the time, and never touch each other. It's just that's how racing is supposed to be, and that's how y'all race, and it's awesome to see.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, in the end of the year, the driving got a little rough. I mean, we had a few pile ups and a few bad hits, but other than that, the season was really good clean driving. I mean, compared to the first year that I raced, I wasn't used to it, and the first year I raced was rough. I mean, we'd have 18 or 20 cars every single week, and there'd always be pile-ups, bad wrecks, everybody beating on each other, everybody getting disagreements. I mean, it was a huge transition from the first year I raced to this year, because it was just, it was incredible how much cleaner everybody was driving each other compared to the first year that I raced.
Correct. Well, you want to send a shout-out to any of your sponsors?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to thank Gilkey Electric, Bob Dykes Farms, CPR Carburetors, Smith Masonry. I could not have done it at all without them. I mean, they're huge sponsors, and they help me each and every year, and I greatly appreciate them.
Definitely. Well, we really enjoyed watching that 71 run the entire season, and good luck for your next season. We got Ernie Parker on the phone here. Stay on the line for just a second. Can we get Ernie on? Ernie, how are you today? All right. We got Glenn still on the phone with us. Tell us about what your take on his season would be.
Man, this season's been fantastic. Had lots of new winners, lots of first-time winners, and seen some old veteran drivers come back that hadn't raced in a long time, and had wiped the rust off. But week in and week out, I think Hattiesburg Speedway provided some of the best side-by-side racing that you could ask for in the state of Mississippi. A little long short track, little bull ring, going to have some beating and banging every now and then, some rubbing racing. But for the most part, man, you couldn't ask for better racing than we've had this season. A lot of rain out, but, man, it's been a great season.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Joseph, he's with us, the 71, real quick all season. He wins the points championship over at Hattiesburg Speedway. And congratulations to you, Joseph, and we will be talking with you definitely next season. Thank you for the call, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, I've got Ernie Parker on the line now. Ernie, let's talk about this season in general. Up on that flag stand, it's got to be tough. But tell us about that part of the job.
Man, honestly, there is some nights that it really is tough to be up there. And I tell my drivers all the time, you know, if they do me a good job, you know, I sure appreciate it. I tell them if they do a great race the week before in the pit meeting, I'm gonna let everybody know, hey, this class did a phenomenal job. And I heard you talking about the Pure Streets. Man, that is probably one of my favorite classes to watch. And it doesn't matter what track I go to, whether it's dirt track, asphalt. I love watching those guys because I like to say it's because they don't know no better. But actually, I can't say that because these guys have really stepped up, gotten good equipment, and just really have taken it to the next level. It's not like it was when I started racing in the early 90s. You know, nowadays, man, you show up with a Pure Stock or a factory stock, you better be on top of your game because this fixing to get serious.
Yeah, no doubt. So tell us about what you look forward to for next season.
I really look forward to actually some of these drivers that started coming on at the end of the season to really improve over the winter. Not so much the driving, but the equipment. And the more you race, the better you'll be with your maintenance program. And I talk with Jim French a lot. And the biggest thing me and him talk about is maintenance on the car. And I really think a lot of these guys that are just getting into the sport, they're going to learn that. So I'm really looking forward to that, the newer guys coming back and racing really strong all season, less parts failures, this kind of thing. And, you know, it's great to see some of the older racers are getting back in and they're catching up with the new technology because it's a lot different than, say, when myself and my brothers raced, the technology has just totally changed. And that's kind of, it's kind of sad, but it's also a great thing as well because, man, these new kids that are running these cars, man, they're driving like veterans. And it's maybe got a lot to do with the technology, but they still got to mash that pedal and turn that wheel. So I'm really looking forward to these guys stepping their game up even more.
Correct, yeah. And I'm telling you, every class is really good at Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg is the premier track. I don't care what anybody says. It's one of the premier tracks in the state of Mississippi. I enjoy going there. I try not to miss any week there. It is home for me. And the flagman is the best flagman in the game, and I'm going to tell you why. A lot of these tracks you go to, and the flagman is not totally in control of the race. You know, when a caution comes out, they're sitting up there, and they'll have 15 laps of caution laps while they're trying to figure things out. Hattiesburg, you're lucky to get one lap around most of the time, and it's time to go back green flag racing. You speed up the race, and it really is a good as far as everything around. The fire department, they're quick to get to the scene. Old Mater comes out, he's quick to get to where he needs to get. The entire, should we say, machine just works really good. It's well-oiled, and it works really good. And I do appreciate that because there's a lot of tracks out there that waste more time than any, and Hattiesburg is not one of them.
Oh, man, I sure appreciate all of the compliments, and I'll do my best up there to keep the show moving along. I'm one as a fan. I don't like to sit there and watch all that, you know, as far as just caution lap after lap after lap. I mean, I want to get the show going just as much as the drivers and the fans because, I mean, I tell them all the time, a driver's meeting, I live an hour away from here, so when we get done, I still got an hour to drive home as well. So, you know, sooner we can get done, sooner I can go home. But it takes a full effort, and you mentioned our fire department guys, the Dixie Volunteer Fire Department. They are as well prepared as any safety crew I've ever seen. I mean, they have the jaws of life. They have the fire extinguishers. A lot of people don't realize they have one fire extinguisher on that side-by-side that I think it costs nearly $1,000 to have it recharged. They bought that specifically to use at Hattiesburg Speedway. So when you see them sitting out there in that hot sun on Friday afternoon, man, stop and give them a dollar because they put it to great use. Can't ask for better guys. I mean, they work with us. They're part of our team. And, man, we sure do appreciate them.
Yeah, they do work. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of tracks you go to and an accident will happen. It would take forever for somebody to get over here to go see them. They are quick. They have the lights on before the yellow light comes on, and they're at the scene really quick. Those guys, they don't play around, and they are the best of the best right there, no doubt about that.
Man, I'd have to agree with you. That side-by-side was a great asset, not just for them, but for us at Hattiesburg Speedway. I mean, they have everything on that side-by-side except water to put on a fire. And that's what is so great about it, because they can get there so much faster than that fire truck can. So that's a fantastic tool to have as an arsenal. I mean, man, when my brother got hit by that car several years ago, those guys were spectacular with taking care of him. I mean, time I got there to him, man, they done had an IV in his arm, giving him what he needed to make him comfortable. And, man, that goes a long ways with me, and I should be sure and tell those guys weekly, thank you for what you do for us and for these racers. Now I'm all about safety, so I really pay attention to what those guys are doing.
Yeah, definitely. That was a crazy moment, no doubt. I'm just glad he got through that, and he's well. That was very scary for everybody in attendance, I'm telling you that. I was in the crowd, and everybody was just silent. It was a crazy moment, and I'm so glad that he's okay. Yeah, that's a scary moment for sure. So let's talk about one other thing. I'd like to talk to you before I get you off of here. Is that black flag? How many times you pulled out that black flag this year, if any? And what are you looking for when it comes down to that black flag?
Honestly, it's probably been very few. I try to give that driver every chance I can to make it right on the racetrack. As a former driver myself, I've been black flagged for rough driving, parts failures, you name it. You know, we've all, if you race longer, you're going to get black flags. But I try my best to let those guys, you know, correct their wrongs on the racetrack. But a lot of times it's, you know, if you don't be real thorough with them, you know, they'll calm down and race like they're supposed to. And that's all I can ask for. But when I look for that, you know, I'm not going to tolerate guys deliberately tearing up race cars because I, for one, I've owned race cars for many, many years. I know how expensive it is to fix them. And just the time, my time is valuable. So I don't want to spend time fixing my race car when it could have been avoided. And that's something I look for as far as that aspect of it. And you got to gain that driver's trust. And I would like to think that I've earned the trust and respect from the drivers. I've been flagging now, God, I flagged my very first race in 2007. I had no idea I'd ever be a flagman. When my brother opened up Coach Motorsports Park, he says, "Yeah, you're going to flag." I said, "Oh, okay." So my very first night of flagging was at that racetrack in 07, and we had 150 co-carts show up. And I'm like, oh, my God. But I truly do enjoy it, and I work for my brother, and, man, me and him, we go at it sometimes. But he knows I have only the best interest for him and his racetrack, him and Kelly's racetrack up there. I only have the best interest when I do anything. And I like to think I have an upper hand as a flagman, being a former racer myself. I kind of know what to look for. I'm not always going to be correct in some of the decisions I make, but I'm going to be fair 100% across the board with every driver out there. And that's all I could ever ask for when I was racing, was just to be treated equally as everyone else.
Definitely. So tell us one more thing about the kids. I know you you and Ron and everybody there, we really do love the kids getting involved from the flag to the box races to the fan frenzy that Ron puts on each and every week. Tell us about that part, because I know that really is one of your favorite parts.
It truly is, because, you know, I can remember going to my very first race when I was probably 7, 8 years old, maybe 9. And my big thing was, you know, to see these drivers and get to go talk to them and act like I knew what was going on. But to get those kids involved, man, that is truly, that's what we're all about at Hattiesburg Speedway, because we know those kids are the future of racing, no matter what track it's at. They're the future of racing, and if you don't get them involved, well, it's not going to be good in 10 to 15 years. But as far as getting those kids up on that flag stand, I have no clue who Ron picks for me every week, but he picks great children, kids, young adults, whatever you want to call them, to come up there. And I usually have a great conversation with them up on that flag stand that probably nobody else knows about, but just me and that person that may be up there. And just the excitement, you know, that they have, and they tell me they're really nervous. And I said, man, there's no need to be nervous. But I can't lie, when I first started, I got nervous being in front of people, and now it just comes second nature. But, man, to see those excitement when those kids get on that track and with their little box cars, man, that just it tugs at my heart, because, man, I love kids. My whole family, we're all about kids. So anytime we can do something with those kids and see the excitement, man, that's worth all the time that we spend, you know, allowing them to be part of our race program.
Yeah, correct. It's a great thing. It really is. I love the boxcar races. I know there's always that first one that everybody comes out to, and then it starts getting dwindling down. But I really like to see more kids involved in those races. Those are fun for the kids, and they win a little trophy at the end, and it's a pretty nice time.
Oh, man, it's the best time ever. And parents who stick it out with them and spend the time to make those little cars with those kids, man, they really, some of the detail is just simply amazing. I get to see them up close and personal. And Donald's grandson, Ryan Luke, he has one, and he keeps it there in the ticket booth. And, man, he's a little cat, he's a little buddy. And, man, to see him out there having a great time and just enjoying himself, it's worth the time and effort that everyone puts into it. And talking about Ron Southern, he was been a great asset to Hattiesburg Speedway and any other facility he works at. Man, he's an asset that has been great for us. He's got a lot of great ideas. He keeps it family-oriented, which we're all about that. And we have a lot of people tell us that's why they like to come to our track, is because it is family-oriented, and that's something we strive to have.
Definitely. Yeah, it definitely is. From the food, the hamburgers are probably the best track burger you're going to eat, to the race itself. It's a really good time out there each and every week. And I love calling Hattiesburg my home because it definitely is my home. And I love chatting with y'all and everybody involved out there. It's always a good conversation, and I appreciate all that y'all do.
Man, we appreciate you, man. You have no idea what you bring to the table for not just Hattiesburg Speedway, but all the other local tracks in our region, man. You and Jared and the other folks you have working with you, man, I applaud everything y'all do, and y'all keeping dirt track racing alive. Goes from week to week, man. If you're not talking about it, people forget about it. And so you and your show, Chris Creighton's involved. Man, it is really something to be proud of. And I'm happy to call you my friend. And, man, thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. We'll have to meet up sometime at the gym and then go eat some tacos after.
Oh, man, you know, and I'm all about some tacos. And I go in that gym, and I work off enough to eat me about three of those tacos, and I'm good to go. People kid me about that, but, hey, got to have them tacos.
Yeah, we'll definitely meet up sometime soon. And thank you for everything that you do over there as well. And we'll see you soon, hopefully.
Oh, yes, sir, man. Y'all have a great off season, and hopefully we'll see y'all on the racetrack. Man, my next race might be the Snowball Derby. So if you come down there, man, you look me up. I'll be down there enjoying 5-6 days of racing. You get a chance, and if anyone's never been to the Snowball Derby, I don't make one penny off telling you you should go, but I think everybody should go experience that race at least one time.
Yeah, I've never been. Last year I almost went for the Wednesday-Thursday night portion, but I didn't get a chance to go. But this year, it might be a little different. I might be heading that way.
Man, we'd be glad to have you down there with us, and be enjoying and have a good time.
Definitely. That sounds good. I'll be in contact with you for sure.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. That is Ernie Parker there, the flagman at Hattiesburg Speedway. We didn't get a chance to really talk to him about his racing career, but that's going to be maybe later on we'll get him back on in. We'll talk a little bit about his accomplishments and everything in the past in his racing career. So that's the Parker family is known in racing. I talked to some people just the other day. I was down in, for the hurricane, I evacuated to Locksley, Alabama. And where I was at, there was a guy named Charlie Hartman, I believe. And him and there was another one there. They were just, they were talking, them Parker boys were tough to beat. They were tough to race against. So it was good to hear things like that. When we started talking a little bit about the dirt track racing. So, they were talking about Donald and they were talking about Ernie and I can't remember all of them, but they were talking about how them Parker boys were really, really, really tough to race against. And every time they came down, they knew they had a battle on their hands to race against them. So, that's a pretty cool little story that I had from the hurricane. Charles Hartman, and I got to talk with them, and it was just a good conversation. We talked a lot about Hattiesburg and a lot about the old Locksley Speedway and some other speedways that were closed now and are no longer around, Minge and. We were just talking dirt for a couple hours, and it was a good time, and they're really good to go. All right, from one flagman to the next flagman, we got Tommy Watt on the line here. Tommy, what is up?
Hello.
Hello, Tommy.
What's up, bud?
Oh, not too much, man. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to go racing. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. All right. So you're a flag man, too. I'm going to ask you a couple questions about that. What do you enjoy the most about being up on that stand?
Oh, I guess it's just hearing them cars, you know, making all them motor noises and carrying on. I mean, all that horsepower underneath you is just a wild blast.
Definitely. So if anybody don't know, this is Tommy Lott on the line here. Pike County Speedway's flagman. I wanted to get him on tonight to kind of tell you about his perspective of the racing over at Pike County Speedway. Now, these cars are going pretty quick. It's a pretty big track. So when you're there, how's that sand up there?
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's dirty. it's soundproof, you know. It's ready to go.
Yep,
I want you guys to come on back to Pike County on the 16th now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll be there on the 16th. October 16th is the next race at Pike, and we're definitely going to come and check you out. Tell us about this season in general. How did it go? I know y'all had some crazy things happening over there a couple of times, a couple of incidents. But how did it go throughout the entire season this year?
Oh, I think it went great. I mean, you know, you have a lot of people that have their doubts about Pike County, but Pike County is a nice facility. You know, where else can you go that, you know, you have a good family environment? You know, I mean, it's just a wonderful place to go.
Yeah, I know you was out there for a long time doing a lot of work out there and, you know, from the beginning and, you know, repairing bleachers or repairing the lighting and just on and on. You did a lot of work out there at Pike County. And we do appreciate that because if it wasn't for your help, Pike County might still be sitting in darkness.
Well, you know, it's more than just me. I mean, you got Brian and Penny DeRose, you know, they own the track. And then you got Jason Jackson. You got to give him a big round of applause because, I mean, he really, really stepped up to the plate and got this track up and going. You know, I mean, it's been an up-and-down battle with it. But, you know, we all work together, and we got this track back open. And we hoping everybody just comes out and supports us, you know, support Pike County.
Well, my first ever race at Pike County was back in when the World of Outlaws was there. I'm going to tell you a quick story here. So I told my parents, I was 17 then, I guess, 17 or 18, and I told my parents, I said, hey, I'm going to go to the racetrack. Well, they knew I went to St. Tammany every week. I never missed a week at St. Tammany. But I really, really, really wanted to go see those World of Outlaws sprint cars. So I decided I was going to go ahead and take the ride over to Pike County and just pretend like I'm at St. Tammany. Well, the race was awesome. It was good. And then when it was over with, my car wouldn't start. So then I'm like, I'm in my parents' van. It won't start. I'm not at where I'm supposed to be. I'm going to be in big trouble. But it wound up working out. Somebody gave me a jump, and I made it home. So that was the first time I ever went to Pike. I got to see the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series there. That place has always been one of the fastest and one of the quickest tracks in the South for sure.
Yeah. Well, we just want people to come out and support us. Support your local tracks. I mean, how do you keep going racing whenever you don't have a racetrack to race at? I mean, people ought to understand, you know, like right now, Pike's been closed because of the hurricane. You know, come back out and support them. You know, we're going to race on the 16th of October. We're going to take off a week, and then we race the practice 28th, and then we're going to have Friday and Saturday night, the 29th and 30th, the Jambalaya 100.
And the Jambalaya has been around for a long time, and I'm glad that Brian brought the Jambalaya back. The Jambalaya means a lot to a lot of people, and I do appreciate that race still continuing in the tradition that it has been.
Yeah, it's really fun. You know, I mean, I just started flagging. Last year was my first year. I've always been a race car driver, driving them cars. I had a little mini stop. won the points at Pike County Speedway in 2012, the last year that it was open. And then I got the opportunity to become a flagman. I've always wanted to do something like that, and I really enjoy it. You know, and I give it to Brian and Penny and Jason for, you know, stepping up and letting me do it. You know, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, and let me ask you a question, though. Do you miss getting behind that wheel?
Actually, no, because my son does it. Everybody knows Justin. And, I mean, he's become a real good wheel man. I mean, he's learning. He's still learning. But, I mean, I support him, you know, because, I mean, my dad done it years ago when I was a kid. So you got to keep the tradition going. So I step out, let him have it. Hopefully one day his son, my grandson, you know, will take over and keep it going.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. As we know, as a racing family, it's mostly generation after generation of the same families that race. I mean, I could throw out names, last names all day, and you would be able to tell me, you know, dad, son. Like, that's how it works in dirt track. A lot of times, a lot of these last names are very familiar with everyone, and that's what it's all about. It's about a family affair. And talking about Justin, Justin Lott was the first person to ever win money from the Southern Dirt Track Report when we first started. We had a little contest going on, and he won his feature, and I think it was like a like-share kind of deal, and he wins the feature, and he won, I believe it was like $50 or something like that, but that was a long time ago. We'll have to try to look for that picture and see if we can repost it. But, you know, the name Lott in racing, there's a lot of lots, and from LA 36 to Baton Rouge Raceway to Pike County, Jackson Motor Speedway, y'all travel all around racing these races all around the South down here, and I know a lot of people love the whole family. The whole family is pretty good in racing. Josh races pretty well. You know, everybody has been involved in that family in racing in some kind of way, that means a lot to a lot of people out there.
Right. Back on that, I'd like to bring up that, the generation thing is that's why we all got together at Pike and we built a little go-kart track for the mini wedges. I mean, that's your upcoming classes and your upcoming drivers. So that's the whole thing. We're trying to support them and show them that we care about them as much as we do the big cars.
Yes, definitely. So anything else you'd like to say about Pike County or about the racing career of the Lots?
It continues on. I mean, that's all I can say, you know. And everybody come on out, like I said, and support Pike County. I mean, we're going to have, like I said, we race on the 16th of October, the regular night of racing. And then on the 28th, we're going to have play day, which is practice night. And then Friday and Saturday, you'll have your Jambalaya 100. So y'all come on out and support Pike County Speedway.
And let's just talk about the Jambalaya 1 second here. The super late models will be running a 30-lap feature on Friday for $3,000 a win. And on Saturday, they'll be running $10,000 a win for a 70-lap feature. That, my friend, is going to be fun. 100 laps of super late model action in two nights. That's pretty exciting.
I tell you what, I've had the opportunity as becoming a flagman to go flag at Baton Rouge Raceway. You know, last year I got to flag the state race, which was an honor. And then also last year I got to go flag at the Outlaw Speedway. And I really, appreciate them guys letting me do that. I mean, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's crazy to see you up there, though. I'm so used to you with that racing suit on, out there winning race after race after race in that mini stock class. Since everybody stopped the mini stocks, I know y'all sold most of y'all's cars. The entire family was involved in mini stock racing. You know, it's kind of weird to see you up top instead of in that car, but you're doing a great job up there on that flag stand, and I know a lot of people will agree with that.
I appreciate that, you know, and, you know, if y'all see me at the racetrack and y'all want to say hello, I mean, hey, I'm here, you know, to have a conversation with anybody out there. Make friends.
Yep. Correct, correct. So we appreciate you calling in tonight, and we will see you on October 16th, the last points race over at Pike County Speedway on the 16th of October, just in 2 weeks away. We'll be racing back at Pike County Speedway for some Saturday night action, and we'll see you then.
Yes, sir. Everybody have a good night.
All right. That is Tommy Lott. That is the flagman for Pike County Speedway. And as you heard, he has flagged at other places as well. He's been down to Outlaw. He's been over to Baton Rouge Raceway. So he's been around, and he's been around for a long time in the racing family. So we love Tommy, and we love everything he's doing over there over at Pike County Speedway. All right, up next, we have Mr. Blake Carrier in-house here. How are you doing tonight?
We all right down in my neck of the woods. How about yourself, Bobby?
You there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What is up, Blake?
Hey, we all right down in my neck of the woods. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. So tell us a little bit about your racing past. And I know you race a lot of different places. So tell us about your racing career.
Well, I started driving sprint cars at the end of 2012. We had a little 305 sprint car series. I started racing in a full size car when I was 16. My dad has done it since 1994, so it's in my blood. My uncles ran sprint cars in the late 60s, back when they called them super modified. So we got a big, long family tradition of it, and we just started when I was, you know, 16. I got points championship with that series, rookie of the year, raced with the 305s up until 2016, and then we decided to go ASCS 360 racing. And I've been on and off since then with the ASCS stuff. I took a couple of years off and raced modifieds from 2017 to 2019, pulling double duty some in 2019, running my sprint car and my modified. And I've actually been driving a midget down here. We've got a D2 midget series down here on the coast, Outlaw Midgets, and I've been racing with them since 2019. So, yeah, I've got my hands full when it comes to driving.
Definitely. I know you race at a couple of little go-kart tracks as well. I guess that's with the mini sprint, maybe?
That's with the midgets, yes, sir. It's a four-cylinder car engine, you know, like a Chevy Cobalt or a Honda Accord. We got a little joint down in Pensacola, Florida, and it is a racy little track. You know, it baffled everybody when we went there, and it beat all of our initial judgments. You know, it's a fun little place to race on as well.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit about that. Are they racing any more this season, or no? They're done.
Yes, sir. We got a race Halloween weekend actually in Milton, Florida. It as of now it's a single night show. Could turn into a two night show, you know, before then, with Pensacola Dirt Track coming in on a Friday night, or vice versa. We'd be in Southern Raceway Friday night and Pensacola Saturday night. And then we got some stuff cooking for 2022, which involves coming traveling over to Louisiana and doing some racing with them, as well as going to, you know, Why Not Motorsports Park, Milton, Florida, places along those lines. We go up to West Memphis, Arkansas, Crowley's Ridge. So we're all over the place with them too.
Yeah, West Memphis is a really nice track.
It is. It's the true gumbo clay over there. You know, it's real tricky to grasp a hold to, and it changes faster than any other surface that I've ever been on.
Definitely.
Including the asphalt racing that I've done. I've also done asphalt sprints.
Yeah, I remember seeing you at Mobile International running.
Yes, sir.
That was, what, 2 years ago maybe, 3 years ago?
I believe that was
probably 3 years ago.
Yes, sir.
It's not longer than that now. I'm thinking about it, but.
It seems forever ago, but I believe it was 2018.
Yeah, I think it was 2018. We got to see you run out there a few times. Those sprints, if you watch them on dirt and you watch them on asphalt, it's two different games. Especially that big old track, those sprints were running, and I mean running quickly. How fast y'all think y'all was going around Mobile International?
They put a radar gun on us, and they clocked me getting into the corner at 142.
Ew. Yeah, I know they very, very quick at Mobile. It's like you don't even have to get off the gas, really. You just roll. You know?
At Mobile, if you get out of the gas, you might as well go pulling up at the trailer. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You just lose that much ground.
Tell us about your family in racing. I know your family has been, the last name Carrion really is a local name, and everybody that races knows that name. Your racing generation goes back a little ways. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. Well, my Uncle Mickey, he started running what they call super modified back in the mid and late 60s, racing at Mobile, at the Jackson asphalt track back in the 60s. And, you know, it's kind of been in the family since then. My dad started racing, you know, right out of high school at Spillway Speedway in La Ronger. And he got into sprint cars in 1993 or 1994. And then my mom actually used to race as well. She's had her a couple races, you know. So it's literally born in my blood.
I got a
5-year-old son that's itching to start racing mini wedges. So that, I guess that'll be my next adventure.
I'll
hang up the full time racing gig and let him have some fun for a little while.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, those mini wedges are a hot topic right now. They're popping up all over the South at different tracks, and they really are a great class to get to these kids to help them learn and be a driver one day, you know, and that's what it's all about. It's all about the kids.
Yes, sir, it is. It really is, you know, and if it wasn't for the kids and, you know, all the – how they look up to you as almost like a hero, you know, it wouldn't make the sport near as fun as it really is for me.
Correct.
You know, getting to walk through the bleachers and talk to all the kids, and they run up and want pictures. That makes even on a bad night, that makes everything 100 times better.
I agree with that 100%. The kids are the future of the sport, and if you're nice to them, they're going to be like, man, I want to be like that guy one day, you know. Definitely role models. I don't care what anybody says. All of them dirt track drivers are role models to the kids and the fans and everything else in between. It really is a great feeling when you go into them bleachers and them kids and even adults running up to you, shaking your hand, saying, man, ready to go, good run, better luck next time or whatever, you know. It really is a great family.
Great feeling.
Yeah. It's a great feeling, and it's a great family of dirt track fans and drivers. All right, anything else you want to add in there? You got any sponsors or anything you like to thank? I know you're not running.
I got a few sponsors and a few people I'd like to thank for the opportunities that I've had over the last few years. You know, this year I've had the privilege of driving for Todd Fayard with the Hurricane Area Super Sprints. You know, we was set to race. I was set to drive for him tomorrow night at Baton Rouge Raceway, and you know, we've been fighting some motor gremlins, and it wasn't looking too good, so we decided to pull the plug on it. I've been driving the midget for Ed Lee since 2019. You know, I can't stress how thankful I am for the opportunities that I've had with people that trust me and their equipment and see what I can really do in a car, you know?
Correct.
It's wonderful, you know. Personally, that's a lifetime achievement for me.
Definitely, yeah. It takes a lot for somebody to say, yeah, Blake, go ahead and get in the car. You know,
there's
a lot of money sitting there, and for them to trust you with that, that's hands down pretty awesome.
And a lot of it goes back to your name and your family reputation.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt.
My dad wasn't one to go out there and run over somebody or tear anybody's equipment up. You know, we do it out of our own pockets. Why would we want to tear up somebody else's stuff too?
Correct.
So, you know, people actually, you know, pay attention to you even though you think that they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, they look up to y'all. They really do. So,
but
a lot of fans.
Yeah, we got some good things cooking for the Hurricane Area Super Sprints for 2022 as well as the Southern Outlaw Midgets.
I'm really excited.
We got some good things going.
They had several people put my name in that hat. It was several people putting my name in that hat to take over that series to kind of help them out a little bit. And when Todd Fayard calls me up and says you've been you know, several people had told us about you, and we really want you to be involved in this. And I was 100% behind this project. It's pretty awesome to be involved in this series, and I'm excited to see where it's going to go.
Oh yeah, that most definitely. You know, it's not going to do anything but get bigger and grow to how sprint car racing used to be. You know, in the mid 2000s in the Gulf States.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. And good luck on your remainder of your season. And we're going to try to come check you out a couple more times here before the end of the year goes.
All right, Artie. I appreciate you having me on. Everybody
right,
have a good evening.
All right, you too. That is Blake Carrier. Right. He's been driving a lot of different sprint cars and midgets and this and that. So that's pretty awesome to have him here on our show here tonight. All right, our next guest is South Alabama Report with Jared Hudson. What's up, Jared?
What it do, my redneck brother? How's everybody doing?
Oh, we doing great.
All right, that's great. We doing dang near Skippy over this way. So we want everybody to share our show. Click the podcast link and share the podcast because we're in a contest. So we want to get the most listeners. Share that podcast link. Should be in the comment section. I posted earlier. So let everybody know about our show. All right. So, and then also don't forget about the contest we're running. Subscribe $4.99 a month, and you can be entered to win a Blue Point tool set. So get with Artie about that. And so, we got some awesome shows this weekend, and I won't be going to any races this weekend. I'll be going to my uncle's Celebration of Life in Tennessee, but this weekend we have the Swamp Tri-County Speedway. Go down to the Swamp, support the Day family, and two-night show, the 8th and 9th, it's the Crate Racing USA late model division, which is pretty awesome. The champion, Will Harrington, from last year, I'm sure he will be there with Mr. Adam Stewart and the rest of the crew. It's going to be a crap load of cars there. Friday is $2,500 to win. Saturday is $3,000 to win, which is super awesome. And they have 40 laps, Crate Racing USA Touring Series, Plus, Bombers, Stingers, Pure Stocks, 602 Sportsmen, and Light Models. And then Saturday night is 50 laps, Crate Racing USA Tour and Series Plus, Bombers, Stingers, Mods, Slingshot, Street Stocks, 602 Sportsmen, and the Pure Stocks. 3,000 wins Saturday, and Modified Drivers, get your cars to Tri-County Speedway, because Modifieds haven't been on the schedule much this year, so get to the swamp and race them. See if you can take on the former champion, Greg Hopkins, in that G17. See if you can spank him at his home turf. Greg Hopkins is TUFF tough, buddy, bro. So I know my buddy William McDuffie's taking his car down there, so I'd like to see William McDuffie take the title. But you're probably going to see Larry Falk in the three car. So LJ's probably going to be the baddest dude there next to Greg Hopkins. So that's going to be a darn good race. And plus, don't forget they got soft serve ice cream at the racetrack, which is super cool. So I got some ice cream the last time I was there. Let me tell you, what dirt track has ice cream? I mean, that is rated R for redneck. That's just cool as grits in my book. I mean, go to the racetrack and get ice cream. Well, if they start selling milkshakes at the racetrack up there, I'm going to go bonkers because I love me a milkshake. So, and they've also got, I think they may have had funnel cakes on the thing at one time. And then, let's see, let's move on over to Deep South Speedway. Their next race is October the 16th. They got rained out the last race. Bummer, I was there. And let's see, October 16th will be the 3,000 win Crate Racing USA Street Stocks. Along with them, we will have the $1,000 to win 604 late models, 1,000 to win open wheel mods, pure stocks, and the factory stocks. Let's have a good show on the factory stocks. I want to see them race more and more Deep South. and then $1,000 to win 604 late models. My goodness. Let's see if Stephen Jernigan can beat Bo Slay. He come in second the last two races to Bo Slay up there in the 604 race. Bo Slay is another one of those drivers that's TUFF tough to beat. If you can beat Bo Slay at Deep South Speedway, you're doing something. So bring your 604 late models up there, and I'm sure we'll see lots of good drivers. And, of course, we got 1,000 win mods. This is going to be awesome. You know, Deep South Speedway bumped the mod class up to 1,000 win because their class was showing out every weekend, car after car after car. And if you can do that at a racetrack and support your racetrack by bringing car after car, your racetrack will then, in return, support you and bump the pay up. And that's what they did at Deep South, so that's pretty cool. They average, if I had to guess, 15-plus mods. So that's really awesome. And then we got pure stocks and factory stocks. So hopefully see my friend Derek Long back on the track, a.k.a. Kane, and should be a good weekend of racing. And the 16th, I am going to do my best to be at Northwest Florida Speedway. Me and Robbie is getting together, and we have we're going to have a display model for the Race Safer Fuel Arrester. We just got our new logo made, so shout out to Ron Southern at Hattiesburg Speedway, Outlaw Speedway, and Racing Towards Jesus Ministries. Shout out to Ron. He's an awesome friend of mine. He made our logo, and he made the Southern Dirt Track Report logo too, so he's the best. So shout out to Ron for making logos. If you need any, holler at him. But he made our new Fuel Arrester logo, and we're going to have a display. We're going to show around the drivers. And we already have some interest. We preach safety is number one. So go check out our Facebook at racesaferfuelarrester.com. That's our Facebook. We don't have a website yet. And we have them for sale if anybody wants one. So support your local dirt tracks. The 16th, Northwest Florida's Racing, and Deep South. So support either one. Scott Sessions does a really good job down there. And, of course, Scott Sessions has a big endurance race coming up. That's what I'm excited for. The Turkey, I think he called it the Turkey Classic or Turkey Brawl Enduro Race. So I'm excited. I want to race that one year. And eventually, they'll get me a race car. It's going to have the, it's going to be patriotic, have the Southern Dirt Track Report logo, and then all the other, my photography logo and whatnot. So that'd be kind of cool. And it'd be cool to see Artie in a race car.
I've been in a race car.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I almost forgot about that. How'd you do?
Dude, you're great. But, yeah, we did our Crate Lake model over at LA 36. That was fun.
Oh, I bet that was. I bet that was cool as grits. I'd love to see Artie lap the field.
Yeah, right. You talk about
it's
everybody
like,
lap Artie.
But hey, if I ever get a race car and I actually start passing some cars, they're gonna be like, you hear them announce on the intercom, "Here goes the Southern Dirt Track Report car passing some cars. Let's go."
Yeah, you won't hear that. But I'll tell you one thing about that, the Crate Late model. When you press on that gas, it's got some power, man. It jumps up. The whole freaking hood just comes up. Boom, boom, boom. Every time you hit that gas,
it does.
It's pretty cool.
I bet it does. Imagine driving a super. If you're not used to it, you're going to crap in your pants. But, you know, I mean, I can't stress enough safety in racing. You know, we're talking about passing cars and stuff. So many drivers skip on safety, whether it's gloves, it's racetrack. I think gloves should be mandatory. There's so many things that drivers skip on, and they make every excuse under the sun. Well, I can't grip the steering wheel as good, or I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, just or this cuts down on this. Hey, safety, if you want to go home to your family and your friends, safety in a race car is very important. And, you know, like the fuel arrestor, for instance, keep fuel from spilling from your race car, driver catching fire, and I really like how you had the two flagmen on Ernie Parker. Is a super good dude. I like old Ernie Parker. I like how he was talking about, you know, the safety aspect earlier. And that's one of the things I like about Ernie. He loves safety just as much as we do. And everybody be sure and subscribe to us. $4.99 a month. It's cheap. Everybody can afford it. I can afford it. So subscribe to us. Tell your grandma, your auntie, your uncle, your cousin, your long-lost redneck friend, Willie. Tell them to go subscribe to us on YouTube. And then also buy a subscription from us on our page, because we got to get some video camera equipment. Artie wants to video some more races. It'll help us out a lot. And Artie's got some video cameras he's looking at. So your $4.99 a month will help him be able to film better races than just a cell phone.
Yeah, and then we got a contest going on. We got a $600 Blue Point tool set, 100-piece tool set. Goes for $600 retail. We are going to be raffling that thing off on Christmas Day right here live on the Southern Dirt Track Report on December 25th, Christmas night. We will be live on the main page to announce the winner of the supporter. But you got to be a supporter to be into the drawing. So
that's right.
It's going to be pretty exciting, pretty fun, and it's going to be great.
Look, I can tell you this. So I work in the trucking industry like you do, and we have a Snap-on tool truck that comes every Wednesday to our Mack Truck dealership. And he sells, of course, Snap-on tools, which are made in the USA. And then he also sells Blue Point, which is Snap-on's other brand. And let me tell you, Blue Point are some quality, high-dollar tools. So if you want to win these tools, you've got to sign up as a supporter. That's the only way you're going to win them. And I mean, you know, I'm as excited as a fat kid at a buffet line on Valentine's Day for the winner of this thing. So, you know.
Correct. All right, Jeremy, last words.
Subscribe to us. Remember, go to church on Sunday. Support your local racetrack. Find you a good church on Sunday. If you ain't got one, get with Artie and go to church with him. You go to church with me at Groveville Baptist Church. You can watch our live feed at Grove Hill Baptist on our Facebook page, and we have a new like page at Grove Hill Baptist Church, so we got two pages. And I just want everybody to know how awesome Jesus is. And remember, God loves you, Jesus saves, and yee-yee.
That's right. That is Jerry Hudson, y'all. That is Jerry Hudson with the South Alabama Report, talking a little Tri-County there for y'all. So that is it for him. All right, now we're going to go up to Lowell, Greenville, and we have the J. Dillon Show live right here on the podcast.
What's happening, Artie? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, just hanging out, just enjoying a beautiful Thursday evening, and we're glad to see that you're on here. Tell us about last weekend over at the Gumbo Nationals. Y'all did practice Thursday. What all did y'all get in on Friday, and tell us about that.
Well, we did a full practice Thursday. Weather was great. Track was awesome. We had some super guys show up. Great guys, 602 guys, modified guys. The practice stock, free stock, and, of course, the baby track hot shot. We had a full field of cars this Thursday night, and the practice went excellent. I had a buddy of mine show that was 600 meters sprint, and O.J. Dillon climbed over in it. That's a ride in itself, Artie. A go-kart on steroids. Friday night, we started, you know, everybody got their hot laps in, and we got the 602 Sportsman, great cars. They run their feature, they're heating their feature. Like I say, Matt Gravel picked up the win the other night, and when I was standing on the front straightaway, already the heavens opened up and a flood came. And you seen, like I seen, that fancy suit I had on, and it got soaking wet and got old Gumbo all over it. I surprised the fans and the racers and, you know, all the crews when I come out of my booth over there on the pit side with a tribute to America with an all-American flag suit on. I sent all your pictures of it. I'm sure you're going to post it on the Southern Dirt Track Reporting website. It was it's the coolest thing you ever seen. It blew a bunch of smiles. Like, man, where did you get that? That is just tight. I said, well, I said, you know, I'm going to go big or go home on a J. Dillon Show. I never let my fans down, never let none of the drivers or the crew members down. I want to give them every quarter on the dollar they pay for to get in the pits and in the stands to see me and see the cars go round and round in circles on Greenville's track. We were going to run all our heat races. We got our qualifying for our 604s locked in. We got our qualifying and all in our heat races for our comp cams. They were going to run their 4,000 to win feature. Banana Man, Clay Fisher from DeWitt, Arkansas, he was the quick time qualifier that night, picked up $500 and was going to start on the pole of that 4,000 to win race, which, you know, like all the other fans, if you keep up with Greenville Speedway on the Facebook page on greenvillespeedway.net, and I've got a bunch of fans that have added me on Snapchat on your show, because I post a lot of stuff on Snapchat, and so does on our Greenville Speedway Snapchat. We rescheduled. Comp Cams was nice enough to come on board, and we rescheduled the Gumbo Nationals. So usually, if you know, it's one big blowout here in Greenville, we're going to have two Gumbo Nationals this year. We're going to have a makeup in November 12th, which is a Friday, and November 13th, which is a Saturday. So we're going to have a full show. And if you listened to the Southern Dirt Track Report and you didn't hear me on my show at the track, you were there. If you have your tickets or your armbands, you bought a one-night pass or a weekend pass, bring that band with you November 12th and you can get in. We will honor that band or the ticket, either one. Most places just give a rain check, you know. And now there's some people we had to give money back to, but for the most part, we're going to do the show. We're going to have the Gumbo National. It's not going to be, you know, just say it rained out and it's going to be over. We're going to run all our heat races that we still have left for Friday night, and we're going to run that big feature race for the Comp Cam Super Dirt Late Models on the Friday night. And then Saturday, of course, we'll have all our features, and we will have a Vapor Shack Hot Shot heat and feature that night, along with an Outlaw heat and feature that night as well. You going to come on up to the 12th and 13th, Audie?
Yeah, I'll be there on Saturday for sure. It's hard for me to get off. You know, I get up work at 5 o'clock on a Friday. There's no way I can make it on Friday. I might drive up Friday, but I'll be there for Saturday for sure.
You're like me. I mean, like I say, you seen me once in Blue Moon down at Hattiesburg Motor Speedway, and I had to take off work at 11 o'clock to get there. But we made it there and didn't even get to race, man. But we did get to watch some good racing, and I got to see my fighting Hardy down there at Hattiesburg Motor Speedway. Like I say, you know, we got a bunch of races that are going down to Jackson Motor Speedway for the All-American this weekend. We got some that are going to the LMRA race in Riverside. But we are going to, I mean, we got Slow Bob on tap, and we also have Paul Kilgore and Ryan Nicholson, the tent man, will be selling fuel and tires. I know all my racers are really, really, really anxious about getting tires because nobody can find them. It's like finding gold, you know. We will have plenty of tires on sale for all racers at that event. If you need tires, you know, like I say, you can get with Carl Kilgore and Slow Bob will be there. We'll have, you know, he will have a full parts trailer as well. So if you break something Friday night, we will have stuff fixed there. And, you know, like I know already, all the racers are like family. So don't hesitate to come find me or one of the guys. You know, we will try to help you find the parts to fix the ride in the pit. If we don't have it, we probably have it at one of our shops here in town. I want to give a big shout-out to Oaks Auto Group, Lee's Body Shop, the Vapor Shack Hot Shot, 9.15 Floral Design and Gifts, Washington's Auto Body and Paint. I want to keep Mr. Wes Washington started the Jumbo National. I want to keep his family in prayer. His son went to the doctor with a backache, and now he's got bone cancer. And he's the one that started the Jumbo Nationals 15 years ago. So, like I say, Artie, I went to school with Chad, and he's the same age as we're both 35, two kids, you know, the whole nine, wife, the whole thing, works for the Mr. Dwyer Fisher and Parks. And Mr. Wesley couldn't be there at the Jumbo Nationals because, you know, it's tough. I mean, when your kid got cancer, there ain't nothing you can do about it, but the good Lord can heal him. Planners Bank and Guarantee Bank as well, we want to thank both of them for coming on board as our flight sponsors this year. We had a good turnout of cars, too, Artie. I mean, I was surprised because, you know, that R-word scares the racers. And you mentioned that R-word anywhere close to it. Me and Carl were doing a rain dance, you know, smoke signals, whole night trying to keep it rain away, but it did come in. But, and Artie, I think you jinxed because you said every time you come to Greenville, it rains, and I was thinking on you coming, too.
Look, we had a death in the family, and my grandmother was rushed to the hospital. So,
oh man,
there's no way I could have made it Friday, but I was still planning on coming Saturday until the rain out.
Thoughts for you and your family as well on that one, Artie. Because like I said, you got they dealing one night. I was at a funeral home at a visitation, and I had to go out and go on a sudden dirt track in the parking lot because Artie sent me a text, and he said, "Jay Dillon, you coming on?" So I had to get on there and talk to the Southern Dirt Track Board at a funeral home because, I mean, when racing's in your blood, it don't matter if you're a spectator or a driver or a crew member, this is a way of life. I know it is for me. I know it is for Artie and the fans listening at home and on the Internet. This is a way of life. It's not just something that, you know, like a basketball game or a football game you go to once a blue moon. This is what we live for. And this weekend I'm going to All-American myself. I'm going to drive. And All-American, me and Carl Field, we're both going down there. The track owner and the Jay Dillon show will both be on tap down there driving an All-American to support Jackson Motor Speedway and the Michael Huston show. I want to thank the Champ Man Truck Accessories, Nicholas Logan, Aaron's Racing Diecast. He was the same guy that was there at Hattiesburg that night. I've seen you. Aaron made some cars, especially for the Jumbo Nationals. And if you can't make our show, Artie, like there's going to be some people, you know, something comes up, work comes up, whatever. Call Aaron or get on his website. He has a Jumbo Nationals modified. It is the straight Jumbo Nationals official car, and he is selling them. I think they're like $15 a piece, and my little boy got two of them, and they are awesome. This is something new for this year for us, and I really, really like Southern Planning, NU Farms, RPM Motorsports, Appliance Sales and Service, the Kearns Group, Lance Automotive, 56H Bubba Harrison Racing. Thank John Mitchell. He's done the Jay Dillon show. I sent you one of my things. We're going to get some cards out, you know, that way, because I do other events as well. But the Greenville Speedway is my home track. That is where I'm going to be at every time the lights are on. Guaranteed Bank, Red Barnes Auto Salvage, Ed's Auto, Little Jay's Truck, and One South Bar Grill, Greenville Steel Sales, and Token Street Service. Artie, did you see we gave that Vapor Shack Hot Shot away? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
They gave it away. I was at work. I'm like you. I was at work and busy, caught up. And Carl shot in there, Texas. Said, man, I just gave the car away. I said, man, I missed it. Parker Wells from Columbus, Mississippi won it. I want to thank him. I mean, he just got back from his second tour overseas, you know, fighting for the red, white, and blue. That's one reason I bought that American flag suit instead of something goofy, you know, because I want to support all our troops and displaced citizens across Mississippi and the United States that are fighting so we can do what we love on Saturday and Friday night. Anybody fighting for our freedom, my hat's off to them, my heart's out with them and their families, because when they're overseas, you know, you don't get to see them. And like I say, the guy was a soldier, or he is a soldier, still active duty, and won the car. So, I mean, congratulations to the Wales family and Parker Wales for winning that car.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I know Dwayne, he films a lot of the races over there at Greenville.
He does. That's Parker.
And he does an awesome job with that. I try to get him to join a few times so we can get some coverage over there.
I can link you up with him for sure. I mean, Dwayne is a good friend of mine. I mean, a coach. Parker's little boy in baseball, and me and Parker's classmates, and Dwayne and my dad are classmates. I mean, everybody knows everybody up in the Delta. You know, you've seen that firsthand when you come up here, and when we come to another track, and all our followers follow us. Me and Carl got a herd of people that go out of town to race with us and follow us, you know, because we try to bring our group to another track to support local track to keep the lights on with their track as well as our track, you know. And Dwayne, he is really good at filming races. And when he takes me and I was at work talking about his Parker won, I said, man, that is great. That is awesome. He said he is going to run it if you come on that.
There we go.
He said Parker called me to sell. He said, and he bought the winning ticket out of my booth right before the show went on Friday night. He said, dude, give me 5 tickets. I said, all right. He said, I'm going to win that car. And I said, man, come on, dude. I got about 15 folks that are going to win that car. And sure enough, he won it. Aaron Jennings. And down the trip, so they want to thank both of them. Erin is our head scorer, and I mean she keeps all the cars in order on the track. You know, something goes wrong or like on our PR stuff, I call her. She calls me. We work together hand in hand. And she called. I called her about it. She said, "Yeah, Parker won." They went live on Facebook and gave it away. Her and Miss Tori Downs, Tori's husband and father-in-law built that car for Jeremiah Toten. And Jeremiah right now is at R.D. Anderson with his second round of chemo. So, you know, our hearts and our prayers are out with him right now as well from the Toten family because, I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow. He just had his first grandbaby, and he's 39 years old, or 40 years, just turned 40, and on the second term of cancer. So, you know, we look to have a whole bunch of super late models come back because that is Comp Cam's last show of the year, Artie.
Yeah, definitely. 8,000
win. 8,000 win. We're going to have, it'll be 3,000 win, 604 crates, 2,000 win. Street stocks, 2,000 win factory stocks, and last I heard of 800 win in the front wheel drive that will probably go up depending on the cars. And we know we'll have folks donate money in the pot, so you know. And want to give a shout out to Mr. Tommy Goodwin as well because he gave another $100. We lost, like you were talking about losing somebody, we lost a long time fan. He stood on the front straightaway right down the end of, in the tailgate section. It's Larry D. Roncalli. He lost his fight with cancer 3 weeks ago, and Mr. Tommy Goodwin put $100, so they're running for $4,100 Friday night, a super late model.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's going to be a good time for sure. We thank you so much for spending some time with us here this afternoon, and we will see you at the big race, at the Gumbos. We'll be there on that Saturday for sure.
Well, Artie, I'm going to have a $100 bill suit on Saturday night. So, me and you going to have to get a picture for your website for sure.
All right. Sounds good.
If y'all need lodging, come get on the website, GreenvilleSpeedway.com or Greenville Speedway Facebook page. We can put you in tune. We've got 4 hotels on tap. So, like I said, we can put you in a hotel. From a front-wheel drive to a super late model, come see us. Last race of the year. And the only racetrack racing in the 4 states around. So, 12th and 13th of November, come see us.
It's going to be awesome. Gumbo Nationals makeup. It's going to be a great race, and it's going to be a sunny, sunny day, and it's going to be none of that R stuff besides racing happening over at the Gumbo Nationals. We thank you so much again, Jay Dillon, the Jay Dillon Show.
Yeah,
right,
I love you. We do, too. Y'all be safe.
On the Southern Dirt Track Report podcast here. All right, we are moving right along here. Our next caller has not called in, as far as I know, so We are just going to close the show out. I'm going to talk a little bit about something that came in the mail. I got a letter in the mail to the Southern Dirt Track Report. So a letter came in my mailbox, and I just wanted to read it because it's a thank you card from the Willis family, and I really, really wanted to read it. The card itself says, during a time like this, we realize how much our friends and relatives really mean to us. Your expressions of sympathy will always be remembered. And then in writing, it says, thank you for the podcast during our dad's passing. The outpouring of love, support, and prayers from the racing community were overwhelming. Thank you, the Willis family. I really appreciate that. Just a great individual. But every time I hear that song by Rihanna, Must Be Love on the Brain, I think of him. He posted it several different times on his Facebook as a status, Must Be Love on the Brain. So every time I hear that song now, I think of Eddie. And it's going to be like that probably the rest of my life. He's going to be well missed and well loved by many, many people. So we thank you all for tuning in. Tonight's show is a little shorter than normal, but the off season is coming. A lot of tracks are closing, so the show is going to be not as long every week, which is good and bad at the same time. But we'll have all kind of people on next week as well, and y'all tune back in each and every Thursday night. Don't forget, check out Race Chat Live on Monday nights on the 110 Nation Sports. We want to thank them, thank Chris Creighton, and everybody involved in that project. And y'all tune into the Race Chat Live. It's a really great show. I enjoy it. I listen to it most of the time after the show. I forget that it's a horn. I'm bad with memory. But I usually tune in and I listen to the whole show the next day at work. So the Tuesday I'm at work, it's in my ear and I'm listening to the show. So y'all check out Race Chat Live every Monday night. I want to say 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. on the 110 Nation Sports. So that's about it from here, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I love you guys. God bless. And we will see you next Thursday night, same time, same place. We love you guys. Good night.
Hey, Artie, there's somebody on the line here.
All right, hold on. We got a phone call. Who we got? Hello? You got a caller on the line? Caller.
Yeah, there's a caller on the line, but they hadn't said anything. All right, we'll go ahead and close out. I wanted to give an opportunity.
All right, awesome, awesome. And that's it, y'all. Y'all have a great night.
Wide open when the lights turn green. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Throwing mud, but it looks so clean. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. 3/8 for the little bull ring. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Waffle House with a dirt track queen. Yeah, now that's a dirt track thing. Roll through the pit gate, pit pass pace. Bubba Dunn called, said he got a spot saved. Lil Dave said that he drew a 35, probably gonna put him third row inside. Hey, it's still sloppy on the bottom, hit him on the high side, I guarantee you got him. I'm like, dude, I'm on the outside pole, looking like another W for K-Mo. All cars to pack the track, better see mud or you're starting in the back. I don't think so, lady, the chrome arrows too clean for y'all, baby. Call my heat to the stage and lane, turning them heads when they hear my name. Everybody knows that I came to win. As I say a little prayer and let the show begin. Wide open when the lights turn green. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Throwing mud, but it looks so clean.
buddy, that's a dirt track thing. 3/8 for the little bull ring.